Well, all right, ye avid church and Bible study goers, what is the shortest verse in the Bible?
Jesus wept.
There you go. You know it. And in case you want to quote chapter and verse, even though it's not originally in the text, that is John 11:35, which we did not even read tonight. Because in typical John storytelling fashion, this is just a really long story, so we only get the beginning of it. But my question for you tonight is, why? Why did Jesus weep? If you read carefully what Deacon Joseph just read to us, he is not surprised to find that his friend has died. He knows that he is dying, and by the time he arrives, will be dead, and in fact, will be 4 days dead by the time he gets to him. In fact, he detours, knowing it will delay him in seeing his friend, and he already knows he's going to raise Lazarus. Why, for that matter, does Jesus walk headlong into danger? Did you hear that last bit that Deacon Joseph read? We hear Thomas say to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." The disciples expect to meet their death when they go because they've caused enough trouble. They've aroused enough suspicion of this rabbi teacher wandering that they assume they go to their death. Does Jesus do that knowing, unlike his disciples, that now is not the time for him to die, so that no matter what threat looms, he'll be safe? But then, if that's the case, why in the end of the story, for you all know how the story ends, as we will hear in just a few weeks, why in the end does Jesus allow himself to be killed on the cross? If he knew that's what was going to happen, why then at that point did he not take a different road? Well, perhaps it's ridiculous to ask why of Jesus, who is, after all, divine. Human, yes, but most definitely divine. So let me ask you this instead. Why do you feed people? Potentially exposing yourself to disease, physical or mental, especially when the people you feed will be hungry again. Isn't it all just too much? People do that every week at Loaves and Fishes. In fact, people come back week after week so much that they come to know them and to know their stories and to miss them when they miss a week. I remember Pris. Some of you remember Pris. She's the one who founded Loaves and Fishes. I remember her telling me about the time that she was stabbed. Why did she keep putting her neck out for hungry people, knowing one of them, caught up in addiction, might well hurt her again? Why speak out for what is right in these days when doing so might well make you a target for bigoted bullies? Are you careless with your life that you would endanger it so? Is your calling to feed the hungry and heal the hurting more important than your safety? Certainly, sometimes your safety must win out, right? We're not all rushing headlong to Iran to oppose the new / continued regime of oppression. We are not all flying to China to free the Uyghurs. Well, let's consider more closely what Jesus does. Jesus does not, in fact, throw himself at danger, but Jesus does go where people are hurting, go where people have called him to be, to alleviate suffering. Jesus does abide with those in pain of any kind. The psalmist, as we read tonight, cries out to God out of the depths And Jesus doesn't just hear that cry coming out from the depths of our despair, pain, loneliness, and anger. Jesus promises to join us in that pain. And isn't that the call of us, Jesus followers? As Thomas said, let us go also, that we may die with him. After all, you have nothing to fear. Not really. Jesus protects that which is most important in each of us, our immortal soul, which is why Jesus was willing to walk straight into his death to redeem that which is most important. And so my soul waits for the Lord more than those who keep watch for mourning. So, do hard things. I know many of you are doing it every day. Do hard things. Feed people, cry out for justice, accompany people through the scariest chapters of their lives. That, it turns out, feeds the soul. Jesus wept, yes, he wept tears of compassion for the pain of the community that surrounded Lazarus, for Mary and for Martha and so many others. May we weep with those who weep, walk with those living in fear. When we ourselves are unable to serve those who are hurting most, may we serve one another with our prayers and our words of comfort and encouragement. This weary land may be full of pain and sorrow and injustice, but it is ripe for soul-strengthening service and love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.